This is the Obedient Church of God, broadcasting worldwide on the internet.
I can tell by your eyes that you've probably been crying forever.
Yes, Father has been crying for 6,000 years because you're so disobedient.
Stars in the sky don't mean nothing to you.
Genesis 1:14, lights will mark days to start your feast days, to start your holy days, to start your Sabbath days. You can't even get the first book of the Bible right, all you ministers. You're breaking God's heart over and over for 6,000 years. So if I stay here, tell you the truth. If I stay here, won't you listen to God's heart? God's heart.
If I stand all alone.
Yes, the obedient church of God is standing all alone. It's the only congregation in the world that does not move God's Sabbath day to Friday in half of the world. We are the only ones that obey God's Bible properly. The stars in the sky are just a mirror to you. God set them as lights. Lights will mark days. Genesis 1:14. Reach about how you broke God's heart. But if I stay here just a little bit longer, if I stay here, won't you listen to God's heart? God's heart. God's heart. You're breaking God's heart. God's heart. He wants you to have a happy life. He wants you to have peace and harmony in all your churches. All you've got to do is all start obeying the Bible exactly the way it's written. It isn't that hard. Deuteronomy 16:16, three times a year you shall appear before God. Can you count up to three? Can you read? Well, welcome to the Obedient Church of God. Bonjour, Paris, France. César, le Presbyte, le Ordinaire, en France. 6 p.m. supper time in Paris, France. 9 a.m. on the West Coast, Los Angeles. 12 noon on East Coast, New York City. Breakfast time, supper time, lunch time. The perfect time for your spiritual feeding today. If I stay here, won't you listen to God's heart? God's heart. Yes, indeed. For 6,000 years, God has been pleading with people to follow his ways so that the people would have a better life, that the world could live in harmony, that we all could be one with Father. But no, you want your own way. You want to add things to the Bible. You want to add a Kabbalic Sephirot count, the same book that the magicians study out of, how they bring themselves up to a higher power, to a more balanced power. They balance out Chesed with Hod, and Gevurah with Hod. And you're going to add that to the Bible? It's a satanic book of mysticism, of the occult. That's where the Sephiroth count comes from. And you've got the audacity to put that into your worship service? A magician's count? How the magicians balance themselves? The occult? Wake up! And don't lie about it that it's not in the Kabbalah. And don't lie about it that the Kabbalah isn't trying to say the Kabbalah isn't a book of mysticism. And don't lie about it that the Kabbalah isn't an occult book. And the Zohar? Do you know that even George Bush carries a Kabbalah around with him? George Bush Jr., I've got a picture of that. And he's a Satanist. Because that's what the Satanists do. They follow the Kabbalah. That's how they get their power. That's how they work their lesser magic. That's why George Bush didn't get up when he was told that the United States was under attack, that the Twin Towers were on fire. If your house was burning down on fire and somebody came up to you and said, hey, your house is on fire, would you just sit there? Just sit there reading My Pet Goat? Would you just sit there if someone just told you your house is on fire? Well, why did he do that? Because he had to perform the lesser magic rites. The same rites he learned in the Kabbalah of how to cast spells. And what did he do? He held My Pet Goat, the book, upside down. And why My Pet Goat? Because it's the Azazel goat, which stands for Lucifer. And you hold it upside down, just like the stars of the Republican Party are upside down. They changed them upside down in the year 2000. We showed you that. And that is because it is the picture of Lucifer when it's upside down. It's the goat head. And he's reading My Pet Goat. You people don't have a clue what's going on in this world. And then what happened after that? Then he had the children chanting, kite must hit steel. Kite must hit steel. What is a kite? Kite is a vernacular for a radio-controlled plane. So it's plane must hit steel. Plane must hit steel, the children were chanting. You don't know a thing that's going on in this world. You don't even know that the anthem for the United States is to Anachron of Heaven, a different god. You don't know that all the founding fathers were Masonic and it's covered up. You can't get to the truth of the matter, but even Washington was involved with the occult, and so was his wife. And dear Ronald Reagan had his necromancing wife giving all the astrologers their due share, and every appointment of Ronald Reagan was run by the astrologers. Yes, it's all occult from head to toe. And Obama's a 32nd degree Mason, and Netanyahu's a Mason, and Shimon Peres is a Mason. Yes, yes. They all Masonic. This whole world is set up evilly. And all of the churches are deceived by Satan. And the truth is in the Word of God. Deuteronomy 16, 16, 3 times a year you shall appear before the Lord your God. And do you? Do you? At a place where he ordained. So don't try to wiggle out of it by lying and saying, well, we've got to come to our services in every town in the United States. No, no, it's headquarters. It's headquarters 3 times a year for all the males to appear 3 times a year. Not 1 time a year. But you're not following the Bible, are you? Lights will mark days, Genesis 1:14. But you say, no, lights will not mark days. We will use an averaging calendar. 2 days early, 1 day late, 1 day late, 2 days early. Doesn't work that way. And then you have all the offshoot churches of God all saying they obey God. Well, they're liars. They're breaking the ninth commandment by lying because they're not obeying Deuteronomy 16, 16. And they're not obeying Genesis 1:14, where lights will mark days. So they're liars. They're compounding it. And then you have people like Dankin Brink in Triumph Prophetic Ministries, and he disfellowships people for worshiping on the Sabbath day, on the seventh day. So in Australia, initials RF was worshiping God on the seventh day as God commands. The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. And Dankin Brink disfellowshipped him. Because Dankin Brink wants Satan's international dateline of 1883, which moved all the days in half the world one day early. You fly out of LAX, Los Angeles International, poof, and the day changes. It's amazing. It's a miracle. It's a magic. The day jumps. Yes. And Dankin Brink knows that the day jumps. And he knows that the sun hasn't set yet, and still he disfellowshipped RF in Australia for keeping God's Sabbath day. Wake up! There's only one congregation in the world that is following God's Bible, and this is it. And we don't celebrate Mother Goddess Day, Gaia, the mother of all the gods and goddesses, to your dear, sweet mother. God says you gotta love him more than your mother. So if you have to insult your mother by not giving her flowers on Mother Goddess Day, so be it, because you put God's word first. Learn not the way of the Gentile. Learn not the way of the United States. Is the United States a Gentile nation? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's full of Gentiles. Same goes for don't learn the ways of Russia, then. Don't learn the ways of China. You're a separate nation. You're God's chosen people. The sooner you realize that, the better your opportunity to be in God's kingdom will be. Well, today we're going to be giving you more dynamite information. We're going to tell you all about Simon Magus, because the Catholic Church is stating, and it was reaffirming, that they're the only church, they're the only way to salvation, that they are the one true church. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Why are they wrong? Because they say they started out with the Council of Nicaea in 328 AD. Well, I got news for them. The church didn't start out with the Council of Nicaea in Rome. The church started out in Jerusalem. And they weren't around then. But, Simon Magus was around then. Sure. Well, we're going to bring all the Catholics down to earth. Just like Simon Magus when he was flying through the air like a bird. Oh, yes, you can fly through the air like a bird. A lot of the yogis do it. You just do it with the power and assistance of demons. Well, then Peter cast Simon Magus down to the earth and killed him. So, you say you've got your apostolic rites of succession? What, from a dead man? That Peter, God's Peter, Peter the disciple, prayed to God and commanded that Simon Magus come down. And he didn't just come down. The angels, God's angels, grabbed Simon Magus out of the sky and threw him to the ground, head first into the ground. That was the end of Simon Magus tricking all the people by flying through the air and the people thinking that he, Simon Magus, was a god. Yes. So all these other false ministers have their own doctrines, their own ways to fool the people. Well, there's only one doctrine, one set of doctrine, and that's in the Holy Bible. If it's not in the Holy Bible, you'd better not have it in part of your worship, because that is the doctrine of demons. And especially a phony Sephirot count as a doctrine of demons, because the Kabbalists use it. They use it to gain power to gain strength, to perfect themselves. They don't use the Bible. They use the Kabbalah, and the Sifrot counters in the Kabbalah. So I'm not holding back anymore. I'm going to give you the true facts. And just like yesterday's service, I was telling you that all Christians are practicing paganism. Yes, they are. And you are a goat because you didn't show up yesterday on New Moon Day. And goats don't show up on New Moon Day, do they? Goats will celebrate Mother Goddess Day, Sky Father's Day, and Turkey God Day. Yes, they'll celebrate those days all right. But they won't celebrate God's New Moon Day, where you're commanded to in Ezekiel 46:3, an explicit command. Ezekiel 46:3, you shall worship, ... on the new moons. Wake up! Give your head a shake. Either you believe in God's Bible or you don't. Either you believe in Deuteronomy 16:16, 3 times a year you shall appear before the Lord. Either you believe in Ezekiel 46:3, which states, you shall worship God on the new moons. Either you believe in Genesis 1:14, lights will mark days, not an international dateline, a phony international dateline. Or otherwise, Yeshua, Jesus, would arrive in Australia before he arrived in Jerusalem, because it's a day early. Interesting, eh? Look, you've got to repent. You've all got to repent. And it's only for your own good, because outside are the dogs that practice lies. You can read it in Revelation at the end of the book. Outside of the kingdom is whoever practices a lie. Ah, Revelation 22, verse 15. How about Revelation 21? 27, anyone who causes a lie, all you ministers, you'll be locked out of the kingdom for causing a lie, for causing a Sifrot count that's satanic. Satanic Sifrot count. Oh, we'll tell you all about that today on the ways that you should live and how you only follow what's in the Bible. And indeed, we'll tell you a little bit about the Talit today. Why have people broadened their garment, their tallit? Bible says, put tassels on the end of your garments, on the four corners of your garments. Doesn't say, make a big, fancy, wide tallit, drape it over your shoulders, and then put tassels on this great, big, wide scarf. Doesn't say that at all. Bible says, put the tassels on the four corners of your garment, your clothing. Doesn't say, make up a special garment, drape yourself in purple and gold like the whore of Babylon, like the whore of Babylon, covered in gold thread and purple. Oh, don't you look so nice with your tallit on. Oh, you look so godly, don't you? Well, that's against God's Bible, because it doesn't tell you to make up a garment. It tells you to put the tassels on your existing garments. You know, just like they broaden the phylacteries, you know, they make wide the phylacteries. God says, don't do that. Don't do that. We, the obedient Church of God, aren't pulling any punches anymore. You're either going to hear the God's word, whether you like it or not. And you are not to add one thing, not to add one practice to God's word. And if you do, you are thrown in the lake of fire. Because Galatians 1:6 says, accursed is anyone that does not practice, follow the doctrines of the Bible, the gospel. And you've added and taken away from the gospel of the Bible. So you are accursed. a curse, and it's a double curse in Galatians 1 verse 9. It's stated twice. So, you didn't show up and you didn't worship Father yesterday on Ezekiel 46:3's command. Yeah, you worked, right? You were buying and selling, you were making money. Yeah, you're making money on Friday there. Didn't follow God's command. Well, we will show you that you are headed for the lake of fire. And by the way, you really missed a dynamite broadcast yesterday, because we went into all of the facts regarding the Greta Treaty that was signed by Eisenhower in 1954, February 20th, 1954, where he, Eisenhower, agreed that the United States will allow the Nephilim to steal cattle and humans to experiment on, so that the Nephilim could continue to improve their own bodies. Yes, the Greta Treaty. Things you don't know anything about. You don't know anything about the alien technology and the exchange for it, how we got the computer, how we got fiber optics starting out in the 1960s when the computers started out. All this technology came from the Nephilim. And the servants of the Nephilim, the banksters and their corporate friends, well, they all got the technology from the aliens. And indeed, Eisenhower commissioned a group of scholars called the Jason Society to review the agreement with the aliens. You know nothing of what's going on in this world, nothing at all. And you think that you can break the laws of God and you're going to be in God's kingdom? No, you're not. What happens if you rob somebody on the street? Just one time, rob somebody on the street. Or let's say you steal a computer from your office. What happens if you're caught? You're a thief. You're branded a thief for life. You broke one law, you stole a computer from your office. You got caught. You got sent to jail for theft. You are now a thief. The same thing happens if you don't keep New Moon Day. You're guilty of all. You're guilty of all. So wake up and give your head a shake. Either you are obedient or you are disobedient. There isn't any way to be half pregnant. You're either pregnant or you're not. You're either obeying or you're disobeying. And if God's Bible says, which it does in Ezekiel 46:3, you shall worship on New Moon Day, where were you yesterday? Where were you? You were working. And you look in the scriptures and you say, when will New Moon Day be over? The scriptures say that we might buy and sell, that we might work. Yeah. Well, you want to ignore that, right? Well, we're trying to help you, to wake you up. And we're not pulling any punches. We're just going to tell you the way it is. And remember, we told you that there's going to be an alien savior arriving. Nobody has this truth. Nobody has this truth like the obedient Church of God, that it's going to be an alien savior. Daniel 2:43 states it. Says they're going to mingle with the seed of men. You're going to end up with an alien savior impersonating Yeshua. And oh, is he going to be performing miracles? Oh, this alien savior will be doing more than flying through the air like Simon Magus flew over the houses and all the people pointing up and looking at Simon flying. He must be a god! He must be a god! Well, this is going to happen again, only tenfold. So we'll tell you all about Simon Magus. We'll tell you that he's the Illuminati's Jesus, and they're going to be coming back again with the Illuminati and their alien savior. Look, it's time for us to unslave you to unslave you. We're the Romans 9:28 work. We're restoring all things. Everything that we find in the Bible, we're restoring. We've restored New Moon Day. We've restored appearing before God at headquarters, feasts 3 times a year. Don't give me any garbage that the temple is gone so that you don't have to obey God. You have to obey God whether there's a temple or whether there isn't a temple, because none of God's laws are suspended. None whatsoever. That's the way the God family lives. And if you refuse to live like the God family lives, you're not one of them. You don't fit in with the family. If you want to live like a Chinese in a Chinese culture, in terms of their religion and the things that they do, well, then you're not one of God's. And if you're living in America and you're living by the pagan days of Mother Goddess Day, Sky Father's Day, Turkey God Day, you're not of God either. Wake up. It's time to unslave you. And that's our purpose. This is the final witness work. And we'll be giving you some news items. You know, the other nations are living more righteously than we are. You know, right? Russia's banned homosexuality. The Americans are promoting homosexuality, even in the schools with the children. You know, the Chinese... One city in China has fined unwed mothers. Yeah, penalty. Yeah, you're an unwed mother, you have to pay a fine. In China, in Beijing. Well, I should go right to that right now and tell you, because you wouldn't believe that, would you? Well, child out of wedlock, the policy is the penalty. In one of China's municipalities, they have the flexibility to enforce it. And the policy, here's what the policy is about. Quote, if the policy is approved, there could be no more sewer babies, because when mothers can't afford the cost, they might think about throwing their babies away, said Chen Y-A-Y-A, a gender equality researcher at the Shanghai Academy of Social Sciences. On Friday, the government of Wuhan City, W-U-H-A-N City, in central Hubel, H-U-B-E-L, published online a draft updated family planning policy which says it is aimed at keeping the city's birth rate at a low level. Here it goes. The policy says that the parties, so that's the man too, should pay a fee in cases of births that are out of wedlock, or when someone knowingly has a child with someone who has a spouse. So look at the other nations, the pagan nations. They're unwed. You know, we've got so many unwed mothers in the United States. It's been an epidemic for years, for generations, and do nothing. Well, China's targeted them. There's a penalty. There's a fine. Yeah. And Russia has said homosexuality is not valid. United States, the leading purveyor of sin, saying, oh, homosexuality is just fine, transgender is just fine, sodomy is just fine, why don't we call it like it is? Hey? Sodomy is just fine, alternative lifestyle of sodomy. Well, the point of all this is that people don't know how to live. And then they go into congregations and they still don't know how to live. And if you err in one point, you're guilty of all. So in the end times, it says, restore all things. it says, all things shall be restored. And that's what we're doing. We're restoring God's ways. And if you can't handle it, then turn off the broadcast, because you'll have to answer to God, not to the obedient church of God, but to God himself, when he hauls you up in front of the judgment throne and says, well, why did you turn off the broadcast of the obedient church of God? Didn't you want to hear the truth? Didn't you want to know more? Didn't you want to know that the churches that aren't following every jot and tittle will be cast into the lake of fire for practicing a lie, for taking things away from God's Bible, for adding things to God's Bible? Oh, but they had such good intentions. Good intentions don't get you anywhere. You have to be the same as the original church of God in the first century, whether you like it or not. There is only one church. There is only one way. There is only one path. That's through Yeshua HaMashiach, and walking exactly as he walked, out of love for him. And out of love, you will keep the commandments. If you love me, you will keep the commandments. So welcome to the obedient church of God that loves Yeshua and loves Yeshua's way of life. And we are not of this world. We had New Moon Day yesterday in worship of Father. None of the other people in the other congregations had that day because they're of this world. And indeed, they continue to move God's Sabbath day to Friday in half of the world, and they know about it. The continuing church of God, Bob Thiel, has been told at least 5 times. Bible says after 2 times, 3 at the most, of rebuking him, kick your dust off your feet and forget about him. Yeah. Oh, it's on his head. No more sacrifice for his sins. Hebrews 10:26 says that. If you know to do right, if you know that the Sabbath day has been moved to Friday in half the world, and you continue to move it to Friday in half the world and have your members celebrate the Sabbath on Friday, no more sacrifice for your sins. That's how serious it is. So we are trying to get the word out, and it will go out, and it will be blessed by God. And though Paul was in prison, the word still survived, because truth is truth, and you cannot destroy truth. You cannot be destroyed. Whether Paul and Barnabas are in prison, whether all of the disciples, with the exception of John, were all murdered and crucified, the truth still goes on. And here we are in the end time, where it says, we showed you in yesterday's sermon, that in the end time, what is hidden shall be revealed. So we've shown you what is hidden, how the Nephilim in February 20th, 1954, signed a treaty with Eisenhower. Yes. And we've shown you that there's going to be another alien savior coming. A phony alien savior. And nobody knows what John 5:43 means. Well, that's what Yeshua said, that there's going to be another one coming in his own name, and the people will receive him. That's the alien savior. Yeah, yeah. So, maybe you'll figure this out yet. Maybe you'll figure this out yet. Remember, in yesterday's broadcast, we also mentioned Antarctica. Why doesn't anybody live in Antarctica? It's one of the 6 continents, eh? Well, because the Americans lost the war with the aliens in Antarctica. That's right. There was an Antarctic War of 1947. America lost it. Doesn't dare go back. Oh, they'll have it on the peripheral peripheral islands, but they won't be in the heart of the mainland of Antarctica. And Antarctica, under the ice in places, is 80 degrees above, with hot streams of water coming from underground lava flows. Well, the gestalt throughout is that we're trying to prepare you for the alien savior. So that's why we're trying to talk about things that have been hidden from you. And the truth about the alien agenda has been hidden from you since, well, way before Roswell. Way before Roswell. You know, you can actually see on Egyptian stone how you have the Nephilim, one big tall Nephilim sitting on a throne ruling over a bunch of people, because the picture depicts 10 humans that are normal size in front of this 36-foot tall Nephilim king. Well, the Nephilim are here. They've always been here. They're around, but now they're going to try to take over the Earth with their alien savior. And it was done before in our era also, with the Mormons. Had the Angel Moroni. Angel Moroni to rule the world. The Mormons to rule the world. Take over the world. Well, it didn't work out, did it? The Mormons were driven out from the East Coast all the way over to the West Coast. Should have been annihilated. But the people that knew their God knew that you do not add one thing to God's Bible, let alone a whole Book of Mormon, and that supersedes God's Bible. So, we are telling you the truth now that you cannot be adding a Sephiroth count, or you're a devil, because you're taking that Sephiroth count out of the Kabbalah, whether you say so or not. It's a book of mysticism. It's called a book of mysticism. And you can't do that. You can't add practices to God's way of life, to God's religion. Look what happened to Saul. He didn't kill all the pagan animals, so the kingdom was torn away from him. Didn't kill all the pagan days, Mother Goddess Day, Turkey God Day, Sky Father's Day, Sephiroth days. You want your Sephiroth count. Well, we count to Pentecost. We count 49 days. And then on the 50th next day, we celebrate Pentecost. The way the Bible says, not the way the satanic Kabbalah says. Well, repent and become a Netzarai, because the day of the Lord is at hand, when it will be too late to repent. And unless you obey every jot and tittle, including New Moon Day, you will be thrown out of God's kingdom as a disobedient brat and as one of the five foolish virgins. Oh, you're a virgin, all right, yeah. You're one of the offshoots of the Worldwide Church of God. Yeah, you're one of the five foolish virgins, because you move God's Sabbath to Friday in half the world. That knocks you right out of the ballpark, right there. And you practice Mother Goddess Day, Sky Father's Day, Turkey God Day. Yeah, it knocks you right out of the ballpark. And you use an averaging, a phony averaging calendar, when all you've got to do is take one click on the computer and find out when the crescent moon was sighted. As we showed you yesterday, there were two people that had sighted it. On the strength of two witnesses, it is determined. Then you have a minister called Dankenbrink that says potential visibility is valid. And then, now it appears, potential visibility isn't valid. So which one is it, Dankenbrink? Why don't you print a retraction then? Because you had said that, oh, this is the year 2011. We now have science. We use science. So we know if it's potentially visible, we'll declare it. Well, now he's not declaring it. Don't know what you're doing, Dankenbrink. People don't know what you're doing, don't know what to believe, because you never tell them. Never properly tell them. Turn your heart and follow every jot of yaw so you can be in his kingdom. That goes for Bob Thiele, that goes for Denkenbrink. Not only do you judge, you actually take yourself away from the presence of these people. Have nothing to do with them. Have nothing to do with those who walk disorderly. That's what your Bible says. Have nothing to do with them. If you want your own way, go ahead, have it. Have your own way. But we in the obedient Church of God will have only God's way. So we'll get to the sermon on the Catholic Church, because that's got the most members, so we're going to start bashing the Catholic Church to pieces and take it apart piece by piece, especially in today's sermon, and show that the Catholic Church has come straight out of Satanism with Simon the Magician, not Simon Peter. And there, Simon Magus, Simon the Magician, was crashed head first into the earth by Simon Peter, calling him down from heaven, forcing him down from the sky head first to kill him. That's how God's servants take care of people that are in opposition to God's Bible. They take action. They take action and petition God to deal with these people. And indeed, God says that he will fight for you and fight against your enemies for you. So, take comfort in God. Come into the safety and protection of the obedient Church of God. That's important for you. Yes. Because that way, you can know God, know Father, know Yeshua, and that way you can be in the kingdom. Because outside are the dogs who practice a lie. That's right. So, you want to practice lies? Revelation says you'll be outside of the kingdom. Revelation 22:15, and let's try this again. Revelation 21:27, and Revelation 22:15. Let's go over it for you one time, just so in case you want to look it up, you can see it for yourself. Revelation 22, and verse 15. Outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral, murderers and idolaters, and whoever practices a lie, like having the Sabbath on Friday. Yeah. And in verse 27 of 21, but there shall no means enter anything that causes a lie. So all you ministers that are causing a lie, causing your members to worship on Friday instead of God's Sabbath, you won't enter the kingdom on the authority of Revelation 21:27, and that's pretty serious. Your eternal life is at stake, and you won't repent. Bob Thiele, Continuing Church of God, won't repent. He'll have his Friday International Dateline. Triumph Prophetic Ministries, Bill Denkenbrink, won't repent. He'll disfellowship someone for following, counting 7 days from Jerusalem time, seven Sabbaths, 7 days to the Sabbath. Well, welcome instead to the obedient Church of God, which will unslave you, which will unslave you. Now I think we should enter the throne room. Now that you've been admonished, because I didn't want to embarrass you in front of God, but now we're going to invite God to the services through prayer. So all please rise. Face the north heavens, where Father and Yeshua are way past the Pleiades. Raise up your arms in praise. Bow your head in humility. Close your eyes in sincerity. Almighty and most merciful, loving Father, there is none like you, pure, righteous, spotless, with your righteous, pure, spotless Son, Yeshua, beside you, following every way of your family. Praise be to both of you forever and ever. Help us to be like you, so that we can be harmoniously in your family, so that we fit right in, so that we are prepared and have prepared ourselves to properly live in your family by living by your every jot and tittle in every way. Father, we thank you for the obedient Church of God. This work is a witness against the nations. Please bless our work, bless our internet site for thenations.com. Keep the hackers away from it. Thank you for protecting it for the last couple of months as it was taken down by some hackers about 5 or 6 times until we got the technology up to the latest protection. But we count on you to protect the site. Please protect the people, our members in Pakistan, 200 plus of them, and the children. As 4 of them, 4 years ago, 8 of them were murdered by a mob of 1,000. They were burned out, killed, slaughtered, so please continue to protect them. Help them to prepare for the Feast of Tabernacles, and help us to also prepare. Father, please inspire the services today, both the hearing and the speaking, and especially inspire the hearing when the videotapes are played so the people can understand. So now we turn this service over to your hands, and we ask it all in your Son's holy righteous name, Yeshua HaMashiach, our soon arriving warrior king. Amen. Yeah, little Jesus, meek and mild, is going to slay 200 million, blood as high as a horse's bridle. You want to be a namby-pamby minister? Good luck to you. Yeshua, your high priest? Huh. Saul killed his thousands. David killed his 10,000s. Little baby Jesus is going to kill 200 million in the valley of Megiddo. That's how it's going to be. We're in for some rough times ahead. You'd better prepare. You'd better get ready. You'd better start obeying. Besides, it's a better way to live. You know, the more you apply of God's Bible, the happier your life will be, the more blessed your life will be as you walk with God. And now that we're in the throne room, let's take our beautiful 1934 hymnals, the original words. Our camera one, for camera two. And let's turn to joyfully sing and praise God. Because now we're in the throne room, and that's the first thing we'd want to do is sing and praise. How do you sing and praise? Joyfully, happily. Happy to know the truth. Happy to be in the obedient Church of God. Because if you weren't, if there wasn't any obedient Church of God, you wouldn't even know anything about an alien Savior that's about to arrive. You wouldn't even know anything that Eisenhower signed the treaty with the aliens. You wouldn't even know that you're practicing Mother Goddess Day, Sky Father's Day, Turkey God Day. Joyfully sing that you've come to the knowledge of the truth. Joyfully sing and praise God. Let the world, let us all sing forth his praise. Glory and honor give him. So you'd better give him some glory or honor, and honor, or you'd better explain why you didn't. Explain in the judgment seat of Christ. When you're pulled up in front of the throne, why didn't you joyfully sing and praise God? All the world shout forth his praise. Why didn't you give him glory and honor? You who's sitting down on the couch right now, even if you're hearing this broadcast on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, don't just sit there. Stand up. face the north heavens. Praise God. Glory and honor give him. Joyfully do it. It's an opportunity for you to joyfully sing and praise God. Just any kind of praise, but your best praise. Now, if you've done that, you will be blessed and you'll be happy. Blessed and happy is the man who does never walk astray. Page number one, God's hymnal, Worldwide Church of God hymnal. Blessed and happy is the man who does never walk astray. Sing it out, because that will inculcate into your mind that you won't want to walk astray, because you want to be blessed and happy, and that is a good thing. So sing out.
Draw!
this. You don't want to be driven to and fro where you don't know whether your church has potential visibility or actual visibility. Yes, blessed and happy is the man who never walks astray, because then you will not be walking astray and be like chaff in the wind, driven to and fro. Maybe next week it's going to change back again to, it'll be potential visibility again. Yeah, nothing is ever right. It's all spinning on a dime. Look, we're not going to be pulling any more punches. We're going to tell things as they are. If the emperor's got no clothes, we're going to tell that the emperor has no clothes. We're going to go with God's ways, God's dwelling. We're going to dwell with God, in harmony with God. And indeed, how lovely are thy dwellings? Page number 65, in the old worldwide hymnals. Sing out and tell Father how lovely his church is, his way of life is, where you dwell in him. Church of God, as espoused in the Bible, as stated in the Bible. Got Deuteronomy 16:16, three times a year you shall appear. You've got Ezekiel 46:3, you shall worship on New Moon Day. You got Jeremiah 10:2, you shall not learn the way of the heathen. Galatians 1:6, shall not preach any gospel. Different gospel of a Sepharot count that wasn't around in the first century. Indeed, we've got churches that call themselves churches of God, and we've got Satan's deception that just goes on from one deception to another deception. Well, we're going to take away the deception, because there is a Romans 9:28 work, and we are it. Yes, we are, and it's proven by the facts that we are restoring all things. In the meantime, we have to contend with ministers who just lie, just outrightly lie. All we can do is preach the truth. So we've taken on the little ministers. We're going to take on the big ministers also. We're going to take on the Catholic Church. We're going to take on Simon Magus's church. That's the Illuminati's church. Yes, yes. You know, Simon Magus was probably the same young age as Yeshua. And Peter, you know, you had the disciples living, some of them living past 100 AD, so they were all young men, relatively speaking. And according to Bible scholars, Simon Magus was the founder of the Gnostic Church and was a direct competitor for the hearts and the minds of the Christian. And that term, Christian, and they were actually Netzarai, because the Christians came in 328 AD with Constantine. But the Netzarai were from Yeshua, from Nazareth, and James the Just, and Paul was the leader of the sect of the Nazarenes, which is the Netzarai. So watch out, it's got nothing to do with today's Nazarene churches. That's just another trick of Satan. This is Netzarai, N-E-T-S-A-R-I, a very special group. Well, Simon was the original Antichrist, and he was very powerful. That he was known by, so powerful that he was known by different names in the Bible. And a full picture emerges, and that he was of a different religion, totally. You know, according to Clement, one of the early church fathers, Magus could levitate items on command and speak with the spirits, summon demons, and even place the demons inside statues, making the statues, the stone statues, walk and talk, fly. Interesting. Because there's going to be in the holy place set up. So here we have it happening again. Because Magus could make statues walk and talk. See, these were all deceptions designed to indoctrinate his followers into believing he was a god and God's representative. He had this Gnostic religion, and that was the sect that preceded Christianity in that form in the diaspora. See, what we have here is another riddle within a riddle and an enigma. We have the Catholic Church saying that they have the line from Peter, from Simon Peter. We got the wrong Simon, they got it from Simon Magus. And they're based on Satanism, just like the Illuminati religion. Freemasonry is based on Gnosticism of the ancient Babylonian mysticism. That they incorporated parts of Judaism with. It goes all the way through. You know, Simon Magus, the bad guy, had actually been a follower of John the Baptist. And that's how they knew him, because he was around. Simon Magus was around. He had association with the disciples. Yes, this is truly historical, because he, Simon Magus, saw the disciples giving the gift of the Holy Spirit, so he was around them. He was part of the group of people around the disciples. See if we can see that in our notes here. Story of Simon Magus and how he actually had his own religion going. In the notes here it says, a great animosity existed between Simon Magus and Simon Peter. Simon Magus's religion was based on deception. Simon Magus represented himself as a god. Simon Magus allowed for sexual licentiousness. The origins of sex magic, which included orgies and homosexuality by his followers. See, homosexuality is a big part of the occult. Yes, it is. Sodomy is a big part of the occult. Well, Peter, Simon Peter, the good guy, taught abstinence before marriage. Well, you can go into the history and you'll see that Simon Magus was around the disciples. He was around the disciples. But he was ultimately cast away from the disciples. So let us tell you a little bit more about the true church. Because we, unfortunately, are having to deal with the Catholic Church. And in dealing with the Catholic Church, you've got to realize that you're going to be dealing with all matter of deception and lies. And indeed, going back thousands of years. So what we're dealing with here was what Pope Benedict had reasserted, the universal primacy of the Roman Catholic Church. You see, there's only going to be one church allowed on this earth in the New World Order.